Hi, it's Pastor Ron from Lighthouse here with our Monday morning manna. And so welcome. Thank you for joining me today. The question that I have for us to consider today is, what's most important in your life? What is most important in your life? You know, I Googled it just to see what Google has to say, and it says a number of the responses was the first thing was peace, inner peace. And a lot of people struggle with having peace in their hearts. And of course, health was right there close to the top of the list. And surprisingly, position. I thought that was interesting how high position was on many people's responses to that question. And then, of course, there was always relationships or family and friends. But Proverbs chapter 22 has a few things to say about what should be most important in your life. But first we need to pray, and then we'll ask the question, what's important to life based upon what Proverbs chapter 22 says. So let's join me in prayer. Father, you're the giver of life. And the truth is that Adam didn't have life until you breathed into him. You gave him life. And from that life, Lord, that's eventually how we have life. But you're the sustainer of life. We don't have to go out and buy oxygen. Lord, you provide that. You provide for every heartbeat, even while we rest. Lord, there's so much that you do to sustain life here on this planet, the single planet in all of the heavens that is able to sustain life because it's the focus of your attention. So Lord, help us to focus on you today and your word. Thank you as we ask that you would bless our time together today. All to your glory, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, let's look at Proverbs chapter 22, verse 1. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and favor is better than silver or gold. The passage is simply saying that the way you conduct your life is most valuable. It's more valuable, in fact, than material wealth. Your appellation, if you will, your identity is expressed in your name. When you're recognized, people form a opinion about, who you are. I know who that person is based upon the mentioning of our name, who we are as a person, our character as a person. And in the Bible, it describes the importance of being identified in the book of life, that's where we want to have our appellation, our identity is in the book of life. Well, what is the book of life? Well, one of the places that you find the recognition or the identification of the book of life is back in Revelation chapter 20. We'll turn there real quick here. And we'll read. We pick up in verse 11. And at this stage, this is what's called the Great White Throne Judgment. We've had the rapture of the church. We've had the tribulation period of time, which is 7 years. And then we have Satan bound for 1,000 years and Christ's return. That's the second coming. And he restores the earth. And for 1,000 years, it's called the 1,000-year millennial reign. Christ is ruling and reigning from Jerusalem. And then at the end of that 1,000-year rule of reign, Satan is released, but then there's a judgment. And that's what's called the Great White Throne Judgment. And you find it in Revelation chapter 20, beginning in verse 11. And let me read it to you, and this will show us how important the book of life is. Then I saw a great white throne of him who was seated on it. From his presence, earth and sky fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Then another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged by what was written in the books, according to what they had done. And the sea gave up the dead who were in it. Death and Hades gave up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one of them, according to what they had done. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death. First death is the physical death. The second death is after judgment, the permanent separation from God. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. So it's critically important that our names are written in the Lamb's book of life. Well, how can we be sure that our names are written in the book of life? Well, the first thing is we recognize our need for forgiveness of our failures and sin. We confess, then, we agree with God about our sin and our need for salvation. We trust that He alone is able to forgive us and to cleanse us because of the blood-stained cross of Jesus Christ in an empty tomb. We recognize that all of this is imparted to us by putting our faith in Christ. It's an exercise of faith, receiving His unmerited favor, which is also acknowledged as His grace. And there's absolutely nothing that we can do to earn the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, that no man should boast." Romans chapter 10 actually gives us a pretty good guide on what this step of faith looks like. And so we begin in verse 8, and it says this: "The word is near you, in your mouth, in your heart, that is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, just as if they had never sinned. And with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." So we see that through Romans, we talk about a path. But last week, when we talked about that path that we take, we described the broad path or the narrow path. And so which path are we on? Which path is leading to death or destruction, and which path is leading to life? Well, that's the most important decision that we make in all of life, is we want our appellation, our identity, our name written in the Lamb's book of life. We want to embrace what God's word says to us because it's more valuable than all the riches of the world combined. You know, I've thought before about how I would handle great wealth, and then I'm quickly reminded that I don't have the ability, with all the wealth in the world, to buy back someone from death. So what good is that great wealth? The greatest wealth that I must handle is the care of communicating the good news of God, who made a way for us to have eternal life. It may seem that we're off subject a little bit, but in reality, we're not. Let me wrap up today by sharing with you what Jesus said to Martha after her brother Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. Jesus, it says this: "Martha said to Jesus," this is John chapter 11, beginning verse 24, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." But Jesus said to her, now he's going to correct her theology a little bit. Listen closely. He said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." Do you believe this? So what Jesus is talking about is that, as we have talked about before, that For the believer, though there may be a physical death, we don't die. In essence, our body dies, but our spirit, our soul, are then absent from the body, and we become present with Christ. We are immediately with Christ. So that comes from what Jesus did for us on that blood-stained cross and through that empty tomb. Well, we're out of time today. I wish there was more time because I want to finish that our conversation. But the important thing for us to do today is to consider what's most important to God. And I believe that the way that God would answer that question is your eternal salvation. God bless you and thank you for joining me today, and we'll continue on next week.